There is breaking news on both the impeachment trial of President Trump and heightened tensions with Iran this afternoon following the U.S. airstrike last Friday that killed a top Iranian general. Let's bring in Kelsey Snell, NPR congressional correspondent. Kelsey, let's start with impeachment. And here is Senator Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, speaking to reporters just moments ago.
I wanted to make sure you understood that we have the votes once the impeachment trial has begun to pass a resolution essentially the same, very similar to the 100-0 vote in the Clinton trial, which sets up, as you may recall, what could best be described as maybe a phase one.
Okay, so for people who've been paying close attention, that is code for he is not agreeing to have witnesses like former National Security Advisor John Bolton testify, at least at first, in a Senate trial.
Right. Democrats have said for weeks now that they wanted McConnell to agree to a set of witnesses ahead of time because they think it'd be harder to get witnesses called once a trial begins. That's because they need 51 votes to agree to any witnesses or new evidence to be submitted once things get going. And they wanted McConnell to upfront say that he would agree to have that certain set of people show up. They basically are worried that they don't alone, Democrats don't alone have 51 votes. So they would have to convince at least four Republicans to join them in order to get individual witnesses called. Now, that's a pretty high bar when you're talking about something as political as an impeachment trial, an impeachment of a Republican president in a Senate controlled by Republicans.
So does that tell you that the moderate Republicans like Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Cory Gardner are not with the Democrats on this?
Well, that's too. They are not with the Democrats, as far as we know, on the rules going forward. We don't know where they're going to stand on individual witnesses. That'll be, you know, that's yet to be seen. Democrats are sort of hoping that this willingness from John Bolton that we've seen to come and testify will kind of move their hand and convince some of these moderates to go along with them. But ultimately, it also helps Democrats make the argument that Republicans are holding a trial that is simply unfair. And that is kind of the message they've been trying to send all along. Is that if McConnell won't agree to witnesses, it creates a trial that doesn't have all of the evidence.
Well, that is exactly what the minority leader Chuck Schumer said today. Here he is.
We say witnesses and documents, fair trial. No witnesses and no documents, cover up.
So, Kelsey, is the pressure now on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to deliver the articles of impeachment to the Senate so they can start the trial?
That's certainly how Republicans were framing it, and even some Democrats who say, well, now that we know exactly what type of trial McConnell wants to have, we can't really be arguing that the articles of impeachment should be withheld to define what a trial would look like, because that is essentially what Pelosi said her reasoning was for not transmitting them by now. So there is some pressure on her. We have not heard yet from Pelosi. We have asked, and they have not responded to McConnell just yet. But we anticipate she will have to respond sometime pretty soon.
Do you think it's still possible that the impeachment trial could start as soon as next week?
As soon as next week is a pretty ambitious timeline, but it is this does speed things up a little bit. We'd been at a stalemate for several weeks now where we were just kind of waiting for either McConnell to make a move or for Pelosi to give in. This kind of makes it so that they can move forward and there aren't a lot of reasons left for the trial not to kind of start moving.
All right, let's just get to the other news. In the past hour, President Trump walked back his threats to bomb Iranian cultural sites if Iran killed Americans. He said that he would be okay with living within the laws of war. And at a news briefing this afternoon, Defense Secretary Mark Esper tried to clarify whether U.S. forces were withdrawing from Iraq, as that draft U.S. military letter said. Here's Esper.
Our policy has not changed. We are not leaving Iraq. And a draft unsigned letter does not constitute a policy change. And there is no signed letter, to the best of my knowledge. I've asked the question.
No signed letter, to the best of his knowledge. Is the status of American troops in Iraq any clearer now?
Well, the president was, he was asked about this as I'm looking through the notes from, he's speaking just now in the Oval Office and saying that eventually that he wants to be able to let Iraq run its own affairs and that this is about eventually moving troops out, not about doing things immediately.
Interesting, because the Iraqis, as you know, the Iraqi parliament has voted to say it's time for the American troops to leave.
Yeah, and as I'm reading through here, it says Trump is saying that leaving Iraq would mean that Iran would have a much bigger foothold in the region. So he's making an argument for, you know, for staying, despite what the Iraqi parliament has clearly stated they would prefer.
It's NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell on some of the breaking news this afternoon, both on the situation with Iran and on the coming impeachment trial in the Senate for President Trump. Kelsey, thank you.
Thank you.